Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more.
We're diving into positive psychology at the movies, or looking at different movies and series to learn lessons that we can apply in parenting our gifted kids and learning about giftedness. And the first one I'm going to dive into is actually a pretty mediocre show. Like, if I look back at the episodes, like, they're not the best production value and acting, I think. But I really enjoyed it, especially when I was younger. I really got engrossed in them. I watched the entire series. It killed me that it ended with a cliffhanger and never really was resolved. But it was about a young boy named Jared. He was taken away from his parents, or his parents passed away. It's kind of like a fake part of the storyline. And he was brought to the center. And the center was kind of like an evil corporation that, at least turns out afterwards, was abducting really, really smart kids that were pretenders, that were so brilliant that they could take on the minds of others. And they would get assignments like, okay, we want to make sure that this bank is extra safe. So come up with three possible scenarios, you know, giving all the maps and stuff of like the bank that we could rob this bank and how we could reinforce this bank and make it better and make it safer. So at least he felt like he was doing a good thing. He was like living a pretty sheltered life. But after a while, he found out that they were actually abusing his scenarios by actually robbing the bank instead of making it better. So at some point he ran away and he came into the world, but he came into the world as an adult. And he spent his entire life learning a lot of stuff in theory about life, but he'd never actually done life. So, you know, he comes across every episode something like a Slinky or something. And he's like, whoa, what's this? What are Cheerios, you know? And he learns how to deal with that. And he tries to rectify his ways because he feels like he's done evil onto the world by all these things that he's been doing. So now he really wants to, you know, go on a different track and be able to help people. So every episode, he picks somebody who is being disadvantaged and he helps them. But he helps them by, again, being that pretender. He becomes a doctor, he becomes a lawyer, he becomes a judge, or he becomes whatever he needs to be. And he spends a couple of days like learning everything he needs to learn to become that person and to help somebody and to punish somebody doing a bad thing. And then he moves on like to the next place because he's being chased down by the center again. It really touched me as a young boy, because it really instilled in me a desire to learn. And actually, as a side note, I talked about the creative problem solving. I met Win Wenger this way because I actually was on a website of a guy that was dissecting the different skills, and one of the skills turned out to be Win Wenger's. So a couple of important lessons I got from this. One is there can be a huge asynchrony in development. I see that in gifted kids as well, where they can actually literally be 19-year-olds in one way, or, you know, in Jared's case, he might be like way adult in learning how to learn specific skills, but he was like an 8-year-old in terms of his social development. And that there can be a huge difference between being streetwise and being intelligent. So in problem solving, he was unparalleled, but just in basic, like, how do I live? How do I pay my rent? How do I organize a healthy meal? Like, all those things were lost on him. The second is that you can actually, and I've seen this as a consultant many times, you can learn the general gist of a job in a pretty short amount of time by learning the basic, you know, theoretical frameworks, but then mostly learning what somebody who does this job actually does. We overestimate usually the amount of theory that is needed to do a job. So just diving into that and learning the skills that we've been talking about made a huge difference. And the third is that how cognitive challenge alone will never lead to lasting happiness. The entire series is Jared being unfulfilled because he's actually got an emotional need. And that actually might be a more pressing question than a question of how to deal with his talent. So check the series out. It's probably available on some kind of streaming service, or otherwise you can order it online somewhere. And check out a couple of the episodes. And if you like it, watch it with your kids and reflect on whether they experience, you know, the loneliness that Jared experienced, or the asynchrony, or come up with a cool challenge where you want to learn something new. And this way, you know, check out the different traits that Jared has and how to reflect on them. Let me know in the comments if you liked it. Let me know what your thoughts are. Maybe you knew it, maybe you didn't know it. Very curious to hear what your experience is.
If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.